the city. Lusaka Radio, 97.7 Vibe.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best in intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
Here are the headlines at 18 hours. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stimbeko Musoko-Twane, says the government did not prioritize the restructuring of domestic arrears intentionally. Two security personnel have been arrested and charged for producing and circulating obscene material, offences contrary to the provisions of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. In international news, the UN says it has 6,000 trucks worth of aid waiting to enter Gaza, as it warns the hunger crisis in Gaza has never been so dire.
977 News.
And now for the news in detail, my name's Ndashi Mataka. Two security personnel have been arrested and charged for producing and circulating obscene material, offences contrary to the provisions of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. According to a statement issued by Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga, the suspects identified as Katundu Lumweka, age 33, of Bwacha Compound in Kabwe, and Rhoda Njovu, age 31, of house number 52 in Ngwerere Road in Roma, Lusaka, were apprehended following investigation into the circulation of an obscene video. Katundu Lumweka is a sergeant in the Zambia Correctional Service, while Rhoda Njovu serves as a staff sergeant in the Zambia National Service. It is alleged that the two jointly produced an obscene video and shared it through the WhatsApp messaging platform. Following investigations, they were jointly charged with one account of production of obscene materials contrary to Section 177(1)(a) of the Penal Code. Additionally, Rhoda Njovu faces a second charge of circulating obscene material contrary to Section 177(1)(b) of the Penal Code. Both suspects are currently in police custody as they await the granting of police bond. In the statement, Hamonga reminded members of the public that the production, possession and distribution of obscene content remains a criminal offence under Zambian law. He warned that those found in violation will be dealt with in accordance with the law.
And we have said, first of all, we meet the requirements for the country. After that is done, whatever is excess, we will at that point in time decide what to do. You know, Honorable Kampuyongo, through the minister, what to do is. Yes, yes. You said it, Honorable Member from Pika. You said it yourself, that we should look at exports. This country should be producing for exports. The fear for exports.
977 News.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stimbeko Musoko-Twane, says the government did not prioritize the restructuring of domestic arrears intentionally. During the review of the first half of 2025 budget performance and economic developments, Dr. Musoko-Twane explained that restructuring treasury bills, for instance, could have led to a situation where banks, individuals, and other financial entities would not receive payments as they lend to the government, potentially triggering a banking crisis. He has emphasized that the government chose to focus on restructuring external debt to foster investor confidence. Dr. Musoko-Twane has noted that unsustainable external debt levels would deter investment in a country perceived to be on the brink of bankruptcy.
What remains of concern, of course, is the domestic debt. The domestic debt was not restructured deliberately. The domestic debt that includes the arrears that we owed to various, that government owed to various institutions, such as the oil suppliers, contracted and so forth, treasury bills and so forth. We agreed that that particular debt should not be restructured, because if it were to be restructured, take the case of treasury bills, you are basically saying banks, which are a major player in the this market, individuals, financial institutions, will not pay you as you lent to us. What would that mean? It would mean that you are going to have a banking crisis, because those banks and financial institutions, they depend on the incomes, on those treasury bills, on the bonds, and of course...
The Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, has uncovered a concerning trend of illicit trade and mining activities between East Africa and Zambia involving the illegal movement of goods like minerals. According to the FIC, nationals from a certain country in East Africa bring an undeclared currency into Zambia to buy minerals, which are then smuggled back to their country, circumventing customs regulations and taxes. The FIC analyzed suspicious transaction reports revealing bank accounts and mobile wallets used to facilitate these illicit activities, with a total credit turnover of 1 billion Zambian kwacha and 5 million United States dollars between 2022 and 2024. The center also investigated illicit mining activities on the copper belt, where an Asian-owned company was found to be buying copper ore from a cooperative without permits and selling it to an established mining firm. The company received over 2 million United States dollars from a mining firm and externalized over 1.5 million United States dollars to offshore accounts in Asia. The center says it has dismantled these cases to law enforcement agencies for possible tax evasion and money laundering. Meanwhile, mining expert Edward Simukonda has called on government to strengthen security at the borders between Zambia and neighboring countries as one way of curbing the illicit activity from thriving.
977 News.
Transparency International Zambia has urged government to immediately take action to tackle the underlying risk factors contributing to illicit financial flows, as shown by the FIC report. According to the published 2024 trends report, there's a staggering detection of suspected illicit financial flows amounting to 3.5 billion United States dollars, predominantly linked to commercial activities carried out by multinational enterprises. Among the risk factors highlighted are the high prevalence of cash transactions, mobile money fraud, and the issue of false invoicing, which TIZ says is often used to justify questionable international transfers through the banking sector. The FIC reported analyzing over 18,000 suspicious transaction reports, marking a 16.8% increase from the previous year. But Organization Executive Director Morris Inyambe has expressed disappointment that fewer reports related to public sector corruption were analyzed, leading to a concerted low number of disseminations on corruption cases compared to those related to money laundering and tax evasion. Inyambe has reminded FIC that public sector corruption poses significant economic and social risks warranting increased security and action, scrutiny, I beg your pardon. And Inyambe has urged the FIC to enhance its outreach and supervision of other provincial sectors, including law firms, accounting firms, and real estate agents, which reported no suspicious activities in 2024. He says TIZ believes that the absence of reports from the sectors is alarming and suggests a potential oversight of illicit activities.
That we welcome the release of the Financial Intelligence Center's 2024 Trends Report, which report indicates, among other things, that the FIC detected suspected illicit financial flows amounting to about 3.5 billion US dollars, mostly associated with commercial activities perpetrated by multinational enterprises. Now, in line with our recent study on the risk factors for illicit financial flows in Zambia, we would like to call for urgent and very decisive government action to addressing these risk factors, some of which include the high use of cash transactions, mobile money fraud, as well as a false invoicing that is aimed at justifying international transfers through the banking sector. We note also that there has been an increase of around 16% in the suspicious transaction reports that were analyzed between 2023 and 2024. We are, however, very